Cornwell's on WWIB as we get started on the Wake Up Show for this 59-degree Thursday morning. And on the heels of Torrin, Crazy About You, we say good morning to Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had passed on that Torrin Wells song, my current favorite, to you yesterday. What did you think about Crazy About You?
Yeah, it has great lyrics. I think you had made the point that this is the message you want to be able to proclaim, and I think so too, that God is just crazy about us. So,
you have not made it a secret that you've had things from, you know, sermon montages to songs that you've been a multiple listener of? Like,
yep.
You got to admit that one's worthy of repeated listenings.
Yeah, I'll probably listen to it more than once, for sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, you know, I think there's sometimes things just stick with us, and, you know, it's like, I just need to hear this again and again and again. Because it just try to get it into our heads and into our hearts.
As I've been sharing my fandom for it, Lauren and Oliva had said, oh, yeah, I've listened to it. I think she said hundreds of times on YouTube. And again, I was like, way to go, Lauren, because, you know, we got to saturate, because, I mean, the world, the flesh, the devil, plenty of things there to kind of suck life out of us, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and to combat some of that negativity. Yeah, you know, I know that one of the songs that I've had that with is See the Love by The Brilliance. Mm-hmm. You know, just this idea of being surrounded by love and wanting to live this life of love. And I think just pushes back so much on the world where so much darkness and hate seem to prevail.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, we talk about love. This is just 5 minutes. But then there's living our lives. And I know, you know, I'm acknowledging, you know, I'm a talker first and then a doer. And so there's that battle, right? I mean, certainly we can talk the game, but we want to be able to be growing in the living of the love. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was thinking, you know, with your birthday now less than a month away, and you've been 50 for a year. So what's your self-talk on, for instance, this is what I'm getting at. I think for myself, you know, even as I was going through my 50s, I was just like, you know what? I was thinking young. You're not that old, you know, thinking young. And then increasingly now at 59 and you got more and more body parts that got this and that problem, and it's like it just becomes a little harder. How's that working for you as a 50-year-old? Like, what's your self-talk?
You know, I actually journal quite a bit about being 50, and I think there's a part of it where it's like, I didn't expect to be at this place in my life at 50, but what does it look like to live in my body that is often in pain at this point? And to live with vibrance and love and fullness moving forward from 50 on into 60 and 70 and however long God has me here.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So, yeah, journaling. Yeah. You know, it's hard to do that consistently, but whenever you do it, it sure helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Love Letter 58 from Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters is Hebrews, believe, wait, love, do not quit on my son, and I guess I'm most glad that he won't quit on me, but here's what Hebrews says. It will not be easy. Real love is costly. You'll be tempted to back off, to shrink back, to settle for less than offering true community. It's easier to water down my command to love. There it is again. To simply get along as best you can and enjoy whatever pleasures are available. I call you to so much more, and you can respond right now. My son is standing at my side as your guarantee that you are forgiven. For loving so poorly, you are understood in all your hurts and struggles, and you're equipped to follow him through every dark night. Don't be among those, and there are many who shrink back. With my son as your advocate, you can press on. Do it. Wow, there's a lot there.
There is. You know, Larry was so good about calling to a deeper place of love, and, you know, and I think that's frightening and exciting to think about. What does that look like to press into those deeper places of love?
You know, it's interesting because the part that stood out to me, and I don't know if we'll even get to Mark today, but the part that stood out to me was when he talked about you're forgiven for loving so poorly. And I thought maybe listeners are hearing that and going, well, you don't know me. How do you know I love poorly?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's always the comparison to the master, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I think we can always press to love more deeply, love God, others, ourselves, creation, you know, to continue to press more deeply and fully into knowing what that might look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whoever loves the best, I mean, I guess my mind jumps to Mother Teresa. And yet, you know, I think she'd even be the first to tell you that she could do so much better. I told you about the late, great John Schoen here from the Chippewa Valley, where he's just like, oh, I sin every day. Well, how do you sin? He's just like, you know, when I just greeted that guard at the front gate, I could have been more loving toward her. So,
sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right. And that's the goal for each of us, is to continue to move toward that.
All right. Well, tell you what, we're just going to wrap it up right there. We'll be back at it tomorrow on a Friday.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, JK. There we go. Jason Cairns, neuropsychologist, Marshfield Clinic, and our friend here on the radio.
You've reached the voicemail box of Drew Fralick.
All right. So we did not reach Drew live, but we got his. Let's leave him an answering machine message here, a voicemail.
In the meantime, feel free to like us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, or go to our website, www.drewfralick, for more information. Your call is important to us, and we are literally rushing to the phone to pick up your call.
The stand-up comic of him with his voicemail
message.
Stay on
the line to talk to our next available representative, or leave a message.
Okay.
You are currently caller number one. Your wait time is 9 hours.
I don't think he gets many messages. Who would wait?
Thank you for calling. Have a blessed day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Drew, we're going to try to leave you a message like nobody's ever left you before. It's the NFL on Fox theme, even though the game tonight, yeah, there's a game. The Packers and the Lions, 7:20 on Amazon Prime. And so, yeah, it's the 2-1 Packers against the 2-1 Lions. I don't know. I was talking to a guy from Saginaw, Michigan, in a podcast I recorded with Fierce Freedom's Cat Morgan yesterday. And this guy's like, yeah, you guys are lucky Curtis Joseph isn't going to play. I'm like, whoa, you guys, I mean, you're 2-1 for the first time in forever. And you're like, hey, we're the favorites to go to the Super Bowl. Listen, it'll be a good game. Looks like Aaron Jones will be back. Hoping Christian Watson is. We'll have the left side of our offensive line out, so your guys are lucky there. But go Packers. We got the home fans, like 77,000 plus. Not a lot of Lions faithful going to be allowed into that contest tonight. And we're pulling hard for a Packer win to go to 3-1. Wish you the best. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow if you answer your phone when I call. There we go, folks. That's the message that we left for. We'll see what he has to say. All right. In the meantime, all because of mercy, just all in fun, people. But yeah, go Packers, go tonight. And our friend Caleb and family members going to be in attendance cheering him on, hopefully to victory.
Well, speaking of sold out, I think if the Bucks Arena wasn't already sold out every night to watch Giannis and co, now it may be a forgotten story that should have been in sports. And it's such a big headline. We want to make sure you know about it. If you didn't hear, Howell broke the news to me yesterday. A massive trade in the NBA that affects our Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, that's right. It's a three-team trade, and it pains us to lose Drew Holiday. He helped us win a title a couple of years ago. Two-time winner of the Teammate of the Year. I mean, he's just a great guy. And in fact, I even read 13 different organizations in the Milwaukee area that he was involved with. Are you kidding me? But they get Dame Lillard. He's an NBA all-time top 75 player.
Yeah, so Damian Lillard played for the Portland Trail Blazers his entire career. And again, always just an exemplary player, teammate. I mean, that's a franchise that's kind of been mired in futility. And he was a guy who didn't complain. He just went and did his work, did his job, and was, again, not just an all-star, but all-NBA player. Uh-huh. Incredible. Named one of the top 75 players in the NBA of the last, 75 years. I mean, that's how talented this player is, Damian Lillard. And so that's who the Bucks are getting. And we'll miss Drew Holiday again. Just an excellent player. Grayson Allen in that three-team trade also leaving the Bucks. But man, John Horst, the Bucks general manager, pulled off something really impressive. And I think, Halvo, when we mentioned some of those comments before, maybe about Giannis saying, hey, I want to see if the Bucks are committed to winning a championship. I think this is loud and clear to Giannis. Yes, they want to win.
They bring Holiday in for the last time they wanted him to sign a contract extension, and now they've upgraded even beyond that. Lillard averaged over 32 points a game last year, so he can fill it up for sure. So there you go. And don't forget, they still have Chris Middleton.
Yes, I know, too. So anyway, I know we're not sports talk, but that was really exciting, and somehow I completely forgot to mention it.
So there was a news story we had just moments ago here on WWIB, just after the top of the hour, about the coolest things made in Wisconsin. And so the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, I guess for the third time, have taken a top 16 products made in Wisconsin. And there's polling online starting today, running here for a short time. And we thought we'd maybe fill you in on a little bit.
Yes. So 16 different products all made in Wisconsin. And again, they're calling it Manufacturing Madness 2023. So products manufactured in Wisconsin. And then people can vote in this bracket for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. For instance, the Laser Edge Lawnmower Blade. That's from Watertown, Wisconsin, from Fisher Barton. I don't know what it is, but I would love a lawnmower blade that always cuts consistently.
So. Yeah, for sure. We're running this from the number 16 seed all the way to the one seed. So the 15th seed then is Ammunition and Brass Casings from Ammo Incorporated in Manitowoc.
That's a pretty cool business name, Ammo Incorporated. Yeah. From in Minocqua, Minocqua Popcorn and Puffs Company, it's Minocqua Popcorn and Puffs. That's what they're making.
There you go, a north central part of the state. In the eastern Wisconsin, number 13 seed like this one, Ski Ball from Baytech Entertainment. Pulaski, Wisconsin.
Again, coolest things made in Wisconsin. These are all the items you can vote for in the bracket. In Merrill, Wisconsin, in the WIB listening area, Thorough Good Company there. The American Heritage Tobacco Safety Toe Work Boots. So some great work boots made over there in Merrill.
Also, the next one, number 11 seed, is the Dry Van Trailer from Stoughton Trailers in Stoughton in the Madison area.
There you go. How about Belgium, Wisconsin, from Cedar Valley? String cheese. Uh-huh. Cedar Valley string cheese.
All right, good to have cheese in there. And the ninth seed, the Troy Indy Special from the 715 Motorworks in Three Lakes, Wisconsin.
From John Deere over in Horicon, the Gator XUV 835R Signature Edition. I don't know what that is, but I know Gators, I've always kind of wanted to drive one of those around. So this one's probably really cool.
John Deere, great name there. Number seven seed, the Mighty Hoop, Midwest Products in Germantown in the southeastern part of the state.
Here's one that I've heard of from Random Lake, Wisconsin. I believe it's Cryer Foods Jolly Good Soda.
Mm, yeah.
And I have heard of that. I have not tried it yet, though.
And so that's a brand that's out there. Then you got number five seed is a Bolt Safety Helmet. It's from Milwaukee Tool in Mogwanago.
Also in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, from Foxconn Industrial Internet, the Data Server. Again, coolest products manufactured right here in Wisconsin.
A three seed is the Aaron's 90th Anniversary Limited Edition Snow Throw. That sounds like it's going to be a tough one. It could go all the way.
I have an Aaron's snowblower, and I definitely vote for this.
From Brilliant, yeah.
And then from Wittenberg, Wisconsin, from Newski's or Neski's Applewood Smoked Meats. I should know how to pronounce that, but I don't. Applewood Smoked Bacon, I remember, and probably I'll see that on the way to the Packers game tonight. They always have billboards on the side of Highway 29.
Boy, I tell you what, that sounds like it could have been the number one seed,
sure.
Which actually is Bevy Bottleless Water Dispensers from Plexus Corporation in Appleton. So there you go. Again, voting begins this morning at 9, runs through 5 o'clock October 3rd, just for a week to determine the top 8 coolest things made in Wisconsin. They got it all bracket style.
There you go.
We like our brackets here.
Yes, indeed.
We have some fun with that musically here from time to time on WWIB. Congratulations to the winner of our Best Beard Contest on the WIB Radio Facebook page, Andrew Hazard. He wins 2 tickets, dinner for 2 from Culver's, and 2 delicious cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's Cheesecakes. So a lot of votes in that, right, Caleb?
Yeah, we had over 1,100 votes in 24 hours, and Andrew ended up winning by 2 votes when voting closed. So thank you so much for the participation. Got to meet Andrew, and his beard is indeed prodigious in person, and very nice man. And he was like, man, I haven't been here to the studios for quite a while. He said the last time I was here, I was like 10 or 11 years old. So great to see him again. And I said, I don't think you had that big of a beard when you were 11. He said, no, I did not. So
exactly. All right. I still remember this. Never mind. Okay, bigger is better this morning here on WWIB. So some thoughts, you know, as we move from the vacation season, but these are places maybe that people can think about for visiting future vacations.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something big to see while you're on vacation right here in the state of Wisconsin, visit the world's largest talking cow over in Neillsville. I was just over in Neillsville last year. How did I miss that? Also, the world's largest penny in Woodruff and the world's largest M, like the letter M, over in Platteville.
Huh.
I've never seen any of these things and lived here my whole life.
I wonder if we're looking at different lists, because I don't have any of those on the list I have. But
well, you can start with the one in Canada, I think, right? That's
yeah.
right underneath where
yeah,
I was
right.
showing.
Yeah, that's right. No, yep. I didn't know the ones in Wisconsin. So there you go. I've got largest lobster, New Brunswick, Canada. Citizens lay claim to the title of the lobster capital of the world with their 35-foot statue of a lobster. The largest lobster recorded was caught in Nova Scotia, weighing 44 pounds.
44-pound lobster. How about the largest velvet Elvis? The largest velvet Elvis, that's in Chicago.
Huh.
It stands 12 feet by 12 feet and is pictured with a tear in his eye, possibly from the thought of having been immortalized on velvet.
This one's going to take you out of the continental 48, all the way to the Philippines. I just met a missionary from the Philippines on Sunday. He was wrapping up his four-month furlough and heading back there with his wife and two kids. The biggest high school in the Manila, Philippines. Think you have a large graduating class? I had like close to 400 in mine back in the early 80s. How about 25,000 students at Rizal High School in Manila, Philippines?
I thought Hudson and Spass and some of those Madison schools were big.
Wow.
Wausau East and West collaborating too, but not that big. How about the world's largest home? That's in Asheville, North Carolina. The world's largest private home is open for tours and special events year-round. The Biltmore Estate is George W. Vanderbilt's palatial home, built way back in the 1890s.
And finally, the world's tallest roller coaster. It's here in the U.S., Jackson, New Jersey, the Six Flags Great Adventure home of the Kingda Ka, a steel roller coaster standing a frightening 456 feet tall, opened back 18 years ago, beating the second highest at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio.
I'll skip, but still very impressive.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, back in 1994, the internet wasn't quite as ubiquitous as it is now. The next big thing in technology, and folks kind of had to get an explanation for what this actually was. Quote unquote, the world's largest computer network and the nearest thing to a working prototype of the information superhighway is how they described it 19 years ago.
Yeah, so these are some of the ways, for instance, searching the internet. If a particular search yields a null result set, check carefully for typing errors in your search text. The computer will not correct your spelling, and transposed letters can be difficult to spot.
This comes from computer book publisher Ziff Davis Press. Back in 1994, they released this book called How to Use the Internet. Another thing they covered, surfing the internet. They said surfing the internet is a lot like channel surfing on your cable television. You have no idea what is on or even what you want to watch.
Another thing they said was online etiquette. They said flaming is generally frowned upon because it generates lots of articles that very few people want to read and wastes Usenet resources.
You would not want to waste the internet. Again, from 1994, this How to Use the Internet book, joining mailing lists, they said, although it is polite to say please and thank you to a human, do not include these words in the messages you send to a listserv. They may confuse the machine. Now, 19 years later, do we even know what a listserv is?
Yeah, right, exactly. More advice from almost 30 years ago regarding the internet. Finding people to communicate with, they said, telephone a good friend who has electronic mail and exchange email addresses with him or her.
And now, these days, when we have to get your email address, a lot of times I'm like, could you just text it to us? Because
right,
I'm probably
right.
going to hear it wrong. Finally, again, from 1994, 29 years ago, and this book, How to Use the Internet, regarding email, quote, never forget that electronic mail is like a postcard. Many people can read it easily without your ever knowing it. In other words, do not say anything in an email message which you would not say in public. Amen to that.
Good advice there. That was taking us back to 1994, but musically, let's go back to 1991. Neighbor problems on the Wib Wake Up Show.
A survey, because I love that people respond to surveys because it gives us content. A survey recently revealed the top issues neighbors have with other neighbors. Noise was number one.
Yeah.
Just too loud.
Some of the other comments from respondents include a neighbor who steals her plants and plants them in her own yard. What's with that?
I swear that was on my side of the fence the other day. Yeah, some of the top issues neighbors have had with other neighbors responded to this survey. One said, yeah, my neighbor has karaoke at night in his garage.
Mm.
Just a big karaoke party, but that's when I'm sleeping. Goes back to the noise complaint.
Imagine that. Your friends late into the night. Another neighbor complaint is that they go through my mail. You can't do that.
I'm just taking out all the bills so you don't have to pay them. Other neighbor complaints. How about this one? A neighbor says, yeah, my neighbor interfered with the sale of my home. I'm not sure what the specifics are there. No, I don't want you to leave. Please stay.
Another neighbor complaint. You stole my dog.
That goes way beyond stealing the plants.
How does that happen?
Well, and that... Where did the dog go after that? He likes it better with me. Neighbor wars, things neighbors have had issues with other neighbors. This person said, my neighbor walks through my house without permission. They do have locks for that.
Well, you weren't home and I was looking for sugar. I was looking for some eggs.
And finally, why, Halvo, are we playing the X-Files music?
Because the final neighbor complaint is, my neighbor just talked about UFOs too much.
A little I could handle, but just... To that level?
On and on about Area 51.
Oh, goodness. Be a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. There you go. WWIB. They say this, though, at the end, Caleb. Perhaps the most surprising statistic generated from the survey, 21% of respondents claim to have never had a negative confrontation with their neighbor.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Let's try and up that average a little bit more.
Mr. Rogers apparently had an impact.